Talk Shoe.
Recorded live. This is an interactive podcast designed for audience participation. Come talk, text chat, or listen live at TalkShoe.com.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. It is January 12th, 2007. A little bit after 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. A little after 4. It's about 4:38 p.m. Pacific Time. It's like an ungodly hour in the morning on Saturday for those of you who might be in Great Britain area, which I know a lot of people in PHP and BB are. This is PHP BB Weekly, episode number 2. I am your host, Douglas Bell, also known on many websites and in the chat room as Webmaster87, or on phpbb.com as Fountain of Apples. And I'd love to have you come on in and join me in the chat room, because it's kind of dull. It's just me here again, just like we had last week. If you are a member on TalkShoe, you can feel free to pop right on into TalkShoe Live. It's a free download, as you should know. Come on in. You can listen live. You can chat. Just come on in. If you want to call in, if you have a voice over IP, if you have Skype, if you have a phone, call 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID to enter is 12418, and I'd love to take your calls. If you have questions about PHPBB, you want some support, or just any other questions at all, you can feel free to come in. Or if you just don't want to call, you can come into the chat room and ask your questions through the chat room. That works just fine as well. Feel free to come on in. And we'd like to say hi to Mose and Maury, who just popped into the chat room. So we're going to be getting started. So I want to first start up the conversation by talking about mods. I'm hoping to be able to supplement the calls or just any PHPBB questions, along with some discussion about things you can do with your PHPBB installation. And one of the big things you can do with PHPBB is to enhance it with modifications. Modifications, abbreviated as mods, are basically things you can do to add features to your basic PHPBB2 installation. Because PHPBB2 has a lot of stuff. It's got private messaging, it's got forms, but there's definitely a lot of room for expansion, and modifications try to do just that. When you're looking into installing modifications on your board, you have to realize you are editing the core code of your PHPBB installation to add these features. These mods are not made by the development team. They are not officially supported by the PHPBB team, just by the author of the modification. Most of them, actually about 99% of them, are open source and released under the same general public license that PHPBB is released under. So they're free for you to use and free for you to install. And most people will highly recommend that you download these mods from the official PHPBB modification database. You will find this modification database. It's on phpbb.com, and the reason for this is that when you submit to the database, developers that submit to the database will have their mods validated by the phpbb mod team. These are people who are selected by the same people who work with phpbb, that know what phpbb is all about, and they have know what PHP is about. They will validate your mods, the mods that are submitted to them, to make sure that they are safe, that they are secure, that they work, that they don't open any holes, that they are released in the right format so that anyone can install them, and they will be able to then release it to the public. They will give you their own bandwidth for having the mod be downloaded, and your own topic on the support forum where users can ask for support. So if you are a mod author, you definitely should submit. But if you are just an administrator of a board and you want to get some new features Modifications definitely are the way to do it. However, a lot of people will say, I don't want to touch the code. No, that's kind of scary. PHP code can be intimidating, and I don't want to be changing things. It's very easy for you to mess up your board. Sorry about that. So you have to understand that you do want to be very careful. You want to follow the instructions exactly. So there are a number of things on the PHPBB knowledge base, which will give you information on how to install mods. And I probably will be going over it in a few episodes later about what everything means. When you download a mod, what do you see? There's an install file. There might even be some weird XML file that opens up in your web browser. I'll be going over this over the next few episodes, along with a lot of other discussions about things you can do with PHPV, like styles, features you may not have known about. All of this will be things that you will be finding I'll be talking about. However, I want to talk about a technology here today called EasyMod. Now, EasyMod is actually its own modification. However, it is special in that it installs itself, and it is an automatic installer for other modifications. And I want to actually start back at the history of EasyMod. EasyMod was started a few years back by Craig Nuttall. He was known on PHPBB as Nutsy99. Some people who have been here for a while may have seen him. He used to be the leader, actually, of the modifications team, and before that, and after that, a member. And now he has gone off to support his own family and to do his own little small business. However, he did write much of the code of EasyMod, and he made it very well. And now EasyMod is still carried on by the PHPBB mod team. They continue to develop it, although the development pace has kind of slowed down. I hear they're trying to work on that, but momentum is currently on getting Olympus out the door, as you can well imagine. So, EasyMod is definitely a thing you can, is the type where you will upload it to your board. It is a modification. You upload a mod to your board, you go to the admin panel, you hit a few buttons, and the mod will automatically install itself. So when you go to the EasyMod download page, it is on SourceForge. If you have gone SourceForge.net, it's spelled just like it sounds, SourceForge.net. You can search for it, or you can just go to SourceForge.net/project/projects. The URLs are kind of weird, and they've changed them, so I apologize if I'm stumbling over this a bit. SourceForge.net/projects/EasyMod will take you to the place where you can download the latest EasyMod installation, which I believe, is beta version 0.3.0. Do not be afraid that it is a beta. It says that it's a beta, but every release of EasyMod has been a beta and is definitely very stable. This version is very stable. It has been out since November of 2005. That's quite a while. It's been working for a lot of people very well. So you download this mod, and you get all these files when you unzip it. What do you do with them? Well, you're going to upload these to your boards. You will create a folder in your admin folder called mods. So you go from your root directory for PHPBB, go into the admin folder, create a new folder called mods, M-O-D-S, all lowercase. Then you will upload the entire EasyMod folder into that folder. That's the first step. The second step you will do is open your web browser. You're going to go to that folder. So type in the URL of your PHPBB board. Then go to /admin/mods/EasyMod/EasyMod_install.php. This is the installer for EasyMod. And what it will do is it is going to introduce you to EasyMod. It is going to guide you completely through the installation. It will ask you some setup questions about your server. Depending on your setup, if it is able to FTP down to your server. So if you have FTP, you can just enter your FTP information. If you don't have FTP, there are other ways you can go about accommodating it. It'll also allow you to set up a master password for EasyMod so that if you have multiple administrators, the administrators can't go in and just install mods on your site. Only the people who know the special EasyMod-only password will be able to get in and install mods, and that is intended to be yourself. And then after that, you will literally watch it install itself. It'll say, ready to install. You hit a few buttons, as it'll tell you everything that it's doing, and if it works, it will be completely installed. You have not had to edit a single line of code. It has installed itself, in most cases. Now, if you don't have a if you don't have an FTP server, or if you aren't able to do something called change modding, which is simply setting permissions for your files, it may simply give you a set of files and ask you to upload them yourself. That's fine, because it definitely depends on what your server configuration is. In most cases, and especially if you have an FTP server, it will be able to automatically upload its own files for yourself. And there you go, EasyMod has installed itself, and now you're ready to go about installing any other mod. If you have taken my good advice and a lot of other people's good advice and downloaded your mod from the PHPBB mods database, then any mod downloaded from there will install with EasyMod on a very plain, fresh install of PHPBB. All you do is you download the mods file, upload the folder that you get when you unzip it into the mods directory, go to your admin panel, go look for the section that says Mod Center, click on Install Mods, enter your password, select the mod you want to install, click two buttons, and the mod will install itself. Or if you have a special configuration, it may ask you to download files and upload them yourself. But you haven't had to edit a single line of code in order to install the mod. It even handles SQL queries, so if a mod has to change a few things with your database, it will execute the queries themselves. It will ask you to make sure that you want to install execute the queries, because they can be difficult to undo. But there you go, the mod is installed. Once you've installed the mods, you should definitely go back, check to make sure that your board is working. You want to make sure of this, that you don't start installing lots and lots of mods, because there is the rare case where you may install a mod and it may break your board for whatever reason. Now, I've had this happen to me. This is the first time I installed mods on my board back in, I think it was, what year is that? Like 2004. I went ahead and I didn't use EasyMod at the time because I didn't know about it. I just went and installed like 10 mods on the board, just did them all at once, opened my board, and the thing was completely crashed. Nothing was working. And, of course, I had no idea which mod had broken the system, because I had just installed 10 mods, and most of them were pretty big. How would I know what broke? You should always install one mod at a time and make sure that your board is working. Another thing to be careful when installing mods, when you install lots and lots of modifications, you have to be careful because some of these modifications may edit same sections of the files you are editing. So say, for example, you install one mod that edits a section of profile.php, and that changes something in there. Then you go and install another mod that edits the exact same section of profile.php a different way. That will prevent your mod from installing, because all of a sudden EasyMod won't be able to find the code that it was expecting, because you've already changed it from what it would be in a regular PHPBB installation. So you want to be careful of that. This is one of the hazards of installing mods. Other mods may not work with each other quite the right way. So you do have to definitely be careful. Always have a backup of your board. Before you go on a mod installing spree, back up your board so that you can restore it to the way that it last was working correctly if something does go wrong. Because you are editing core code, nothing is perfect. They try to make it as easy to work as possible, but it's not always going to work. But that is EasyMod, and it is definitely one of the best things you can try out for installing mods without having to edit code. Some more advanced users may actually prefer editing code. I know I have found that I actually started to graduate from EasyMod a little bit, and sometimes I actually like installing it myself. Just because, you know, it gives me a little more control. However, EasyMod is actually used by the PHPBB mod team to validate mods, because EasyMod will work so well with installing files that are in the correct PHPBB mod template, which we will talk about later on, that the mod team actually uses EasyMod to make sure that the file is not only in the right mod template, but that it will install on a freshly brand new PHPBB board correctly. So that's EasyMod. You can download it from SourceForge, and there's also a support form for it and instructions, more detailed instructions for how to install. If you go to area51.phpbb.com, go there and click on Development Board, and you'll see a board which has Olympus on it. There's a forum called EasyMod for 2.0.x. Click on that, and then you will see a series of subforums which have various instructions, mostly in announcements and news forum, and an ability to get support for installing mods with EasyMod. And if you're asking where is EasyMod for PHPBB3, it will get out there eventually. Wait for PHPBB3 to go final first, and then wait a little bit longer. So that is EasyMod, and you are of course listening to PHPBB Weekly Episode 2. Please feel free to join me in TalkShoe, because I'm all alone. There's no one else here. This was like this last week too. I'm really trying to get some people to call in. If you have any questions about PHPBB, anything at all, call in and I will try to answer. I can probably answer most of the questions because I do know a lot about PHPBB. I may not be able to answer all the questions, but if I can't, I will definitely tell you where you can go to find the answer for your questions. But I'll try to answer most of them. If you want to call in, the number is 724-444-7444. Talkcast ID number is 12418. Or if you don't feel like calling in, just register on TalkShoe. It's completely free. Download TalkShoe Live. It's available for Mac or PC. I don't know if it's available for Linux or not. I'm curious about that, but I'll check on that. But I know it's available for Mac, at least Mac and PC. And you can come into the chat room, just start typing away, and you can ask your questions in the chat room. We can have a little conversation like so. That'll be just fine. Right now I'm by myself, and it's boring. But please feel free to call in or come into the chat room. I'd love to have you have a little bit of entertainment over here rather than just me talking to myself or whoever's listening. If you're listening live, then I'm not exactly talking to myself. Maybe people listening live to the live player. I just don't know about it because I only get to find out who's in the chat room. I don't get to find out who's listening live. That's TalkShoe for you. Okay, anyway, since we're talking about mods, definitely one of the things I'm going to do on PHPBB Weekly is each week highlight a mod of the week and highlight a style of the week. So this week's mod of the week is called Real Name, and it is written by Fred Schenk on PHPBB.com. This mod was submitted back in February originally, and actually I was on the PHPBB mod team back then, and I got to validate this mod and release it. It was a lot of fun to validate. It really is a nice mod. It sounds kind of plain, right? It allows users to have a field asking for their real name, not just their username, their real name, for their profile. But what it actually does is it allows their real name instead to be displayed on most places on the forum for users to see their own real name. So let me see, how should I go about describing it? So, all right, user goes to his profile, enters his own real name, And that means he's going to, and then he's going to go off on the board, and instead of seeing his username, he's going to see his real name. So instead of me seeing WebMaster87 on this forum, I would instead see Douglas Bell everywhere. I would see the WebMaster87. And the Who Is Online list, in the list of the forums, I will see my own real name, Douglas Bell. The user also has control to hide their real name or show it for other users. So I'm going all over the forums. I'm seeing Douglas Bell all over the page because that's what I had set. But I can also control whether I want to allow other users to see it or not. So if I say, no, I don't want to have the other users see my real name, they will see WebMaster87 everywhere I am seeing Douglas Bell. Or if I say, they can see it, then they will see Douglas Bell. There you go. Of course, this doesn't count for administrators. The administrators can definitely say whether or not they want their real name to be shown. And the administrator can also allow whether or not to allow real names to be changed. So say you don't want users to change their real name once they've said it, then you can prevent users from changing that. Kind of like whether or not they can change their username, which is a built-in option on PHP-BB. So, depends. Some people may be changing their name. Some people just want to put in a fake name, want to put in a real name, or want to get rid of their name. So, this is up to the administrator, of course. But it definitely is a pretty hefty mod. It is a very hefty mod to install. It has to edit a lot of files. So, the installation time is 90-plus minutes. It's an advanced installation if you are installing it by hand. Or go ahead and install it with EasyMod, just like I finished talking to you guys about. Install it with EasyMod, and it will go by just like that. So, real name, it is by Fred Schenk on phpbb.com. You can download it at phpbb.com/phpbb/viewtopic?T=364501. That's 364501. Or you can also get to it by going to the profile section of the modifications categories in the database. And as for the style of the day, the style of the day also comes from the PHPBB styles database. So not only do they have a modifications database, they also have a styles database. Now, this isn't used quite as much as the modification database. You will find there are a lot of styles out there for PHPBB, and a lot of them are excellent styles, than there are for modifications. But that is actually a little bit different. And I am recommending you submit to the styles database because it is highly recommended to keep all these styles, like try to stay up to date with the latest release of PHPBB2 and make sure they have all the latest template changes in them, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You will find that you can very often get away with downloading styles on other pages. And this is mostly because styles do not edit hardcore code in PHPBB the same way that mods do. When you get a style, all you do is upload a bunch of HTML files. And you can just go to the admin panel and say, hey, use this style to show off my website. And most often, if you get to see a good demo, then you can be pretty rest assured that your style will work. And if it doesn't, you can pretty quickly go back and change it. Mods are different. They edit core code of PHPBB, and you have no idea what you're going to get out of there. Styles are a little safer, so you can very often go on to a number of other websites. But this one is from the PHPBB Styles database. Now that I've finished shooting myself on the foot, the style is called Acid Tech, and it is designed by style author Cyber Alien. And he's actually done a number of styles. He was a former member of the Styles team a while ago. Of course, he made this afterwards. He also does a number of other styles at... I wish I knew what the site was. Let me find out where... If that's where he is. Yes. PHPBBstyles.com is his main website. He has a lot of other of his styles there. But I'm going to talk about Acid Tech. It really is a blue type of theme. The main colors, it's got a black background, it's got a light blue main color with a secondary yellow color. It's kind of got on the top, I'm kind of trying to describe this, kind of like icicles or something, I guess, or just blue lights that kind of shine, and then in the middle you get this triangle with the universal sign for nuclear. So it's kind of hard to describe the styles, but I want to do it my best anyway. It has separated categories so that I know a lot of people often find they like to have the different categories for their forms separated out a bit by not in the same table, so you can get that on here. It's definitely a very kind of light, dark, this shiny type theme, I guess. It glows. The contrast of the light blue and the bright yellow compared to the black background. And so it was last updated on phpbb.com, at least, in April. So that means April 19th on here, so probably PHPB 2.0.20, but I don't believe there are that many changes between in styles between that and between the current version of PHPBB, so you can probably get away with it pretty easily. I need to look that up, actually. I haven't looked at that. I haven't looked up styles a whole lot. I follow the mods a bit more myself. But anyway, that is the style pick of the week. It is Acid Tech by Cyber Alien. The address to go straight to the support download topic is phpbb.com/phpbb/viewtopic.php ?317994. Or you can always go to the styles database and look for Acid Tech in the high tech category. High tech category. So that is our mod pick and our styles pick for the week. Okay, I know that I have selected to have PHPB Weekly be an hour-long podcast, and I'd love to have it be an hour long. However, no one is here to ask questions to continue the discussion, so I am going to be closing this up a little bit. Actually, I'm going to make this a last chance if anyone would like to come on in to the chat room to ask a question or call. Again, the number 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID number is 12418. You do have to be a TalkShoe member to call in, I'm afraid. But it's free to sign up. If you have a phone, you can go ahead and use it. If you have voice over IP, you can use that. I've actually found that Gizmo Project works pretty well, and if you know the SIP address, you can get into that for free to call in on TalkShoe Live. Or if you don't even want to call in, just come on into the client, ask a question right here, and we can feel free to do that. However, looking at the time, I think I am going to wrap this up. We are approaching the half-hour mark for recording. It's a little bit after 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. I'm going to hold one more of these episodes next week. I do want to say I'm getting a little bit discouraged because this is kind of a test. Doing this podcast is kind of a test to see if this will actually be successful or not. This is why I do not quite yet have album artwork. I'm going to try and ask a friend if he would supply album artwork for me. He designed one. He designed one for my other podcast. And after that, I'm going to see about getting this on iTunes. I got an email about it. But I would like to try and actually have someone come in to talk to you live, so I'm not just talking to myself. Because if we're talking to myself, that's not going to make for a very great podcast. And I don't want to do this to talk to myself. I want to do this to talk to you guys and answer your questions. So I'm going to do one more episode of PHPBB Weekly next week on Friday the 19th, same time, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And I hope you guys can go ahead and call in. If no one comes next week, like we've had it this past 2 weeks, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this off because you understand. So hopefully you can come by. I hope you do. Join us on TalkShoe. If you have any questions or need help getting set up on TalkShoe, go ahead and let me know. Feel free to comment on my blog, webmaster87.info. That's webmacster87.info. That's my blog. I am Douglas Bell, WebMax37 in here, Fountain of Apples on the forums. And so with that, I would like to thank anyone who was listening live to listen to this episode of PHPB Weekly, or anyone who's going to be listening to the recorded episode after the fact. Hope you can join me next week on Friday, the 19th, for our next episode. I'll be continuing the discussion about mods, pick of the week, and answering any questions you have. So that's it. I am Douglas Bell, signing off, and hope to see you next week. Goodbye.